Welcome to the JudoCast Deep Dive. Welcome to JudoCast Deep Dive. I'm your host as always, Jude D. In today's episode, I will be discussing the career and life of James Cameron, and why I think he is the greatest Canadian. It's crazy to see the evolution of film. From the now rudimentary, colorless black and white features of Charlie Chaplin, to the huge digitally rendered battlegrounds of the Marvel movies today. Alongside the evolution, there are usually major figures who helped shape what it is: Steven Spielberg, Christopher Nolan, Martin Scorsese, and James Cameron. Today I want to talk about how James Cameron helped shape cinema. Okay, flashback to late October, 1984. I Just Called to Say I Love You is the number one song on the radio, and the hot new food is potato skins. Along came a 30-year-old unknown Canadian filmmaker, James Cameron, with his feature-length debut, The Terminator. The film was a complete surprise and game-changer, landing as number 27 on the box office list of 1984. Terminator's sequel, also helmed by Mr. Cameron, grossed even more than that and is even on the list of top-grossing R-rated movies of all time. This is not even talking about the narrative leaps this film took, which were great. Being one of the greatest time travel plots in cinema, modernizing the unkillable killer storytelling concept which originated with John Carpenter's Halloween, and moving forward with feminism in action films. As Sarah Connor, the main lead, was complex and interesting, and a leap forward from Star Wars' Princess Leia, all with its own unique and unforgettable iconography. I really wanted to confirm that James Cameron was an influential filmmaker, so I sat down with Sean Clancy, a high school film teacher, to discuss his impact. Okay, so my first question is, who do you think are the most influential or best Canadian filmmakers?
I have a difficulty coming up with a lot of names. I could have researched this before, but I would say Adam Egoyan, although that's just because of name recognition, Bruce MacDonald, and I'm trying to think of, Robert Lepage is probably one of my favorites.
Okay, yeah, and my second question is, so my episode is going to be about James Cameron, so how do you think he was influential as a filmmaker?
Well, I think he helped maintain science fiction as a major genre as opposed to a subgenre, so films such as Alien and Terminator, I think he combined great acting with very good storylines to create films that had a widespread appeal to not just science fiction fans.
What do you think of the director? Like, what are your thoughts on him? Do you think he's good or bad?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot more people know who James Cameron is than know who Sean Clancy is. So let's leave it at that. That while I don't necessarily love his work, it's not my go-to for films, and I'm not rushing to the theater to see a new James Cameron film. I very much appreciate him for what he is, and good for him, man. He's doing it. He's living the dream.
James Cameron has always described himself as an adventurer. From his small-town beginnings in Kapuskasing, Ontario, he has always wanted to look into the unknown. From going deep-sea diving to the massive VFX influence Avatar had. It's easy to see the jump Avatar and Mr. Cameron created in VFX. They used motion capture stages 6 times a regular size to achieve the lighting system for the film. The motion capture was a critical part of production. For the CGI, actors wore individually made skull caps fitted with tiny cameras positioned in front of the actors' faces. The information collected from the cameras about their facial expressions were then transmitted to computers. For the rendering of the film, Weta, the VFX studio, used a 930-meter-squared, 10,000-square-feet server farm, or with 35,000 processor cores, with 104 terabytes of RAM and 3 petabytes of network storage. That's as much as a supercomputer. You cannot deny the influence of James Cameron, from winning Best Director, Picture, and Editing at the Oscars for his work on Titanic, to two of his films lining next to each other on the list of highest-grossing films, only behind Avengers Endgame. In regards to Canada, he was the first Canadian to win Best Director at the Oscars, and has the Order of Canada, the second best honor a citizen can achieve in Canada. But it all started with a drive to bring his vision of science fiction to life, which he achieved with The Terminator. This drive for his goal helped create milestones in his career and in cinema overall, and that is why I think he is the greatest Canadian. Thank you for listening to JudoCast, Deep Dive. Be sure to subscribe and tune into the next episode, which is going to be coming soon. This episode took a long time to create, and I think that reflects onto the quality of the episode. With that, I want to close out the podcast with a quote from James Cameron. If you set your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you will fail above everyone else.